Like to call the Wednesday, March 18th, 2026 City Council meeting to order. With the clerk, please read roll.
Ms. Silka?
Here.
Mr. Clapper?
Here.
Mr. Drager?
Here.
Mr. Hook?
Here.
Ms. Schaefer Bish?
Yep.
Mr. Tipton?
Here.
Mr. Turner? Ms. Wallach? Ms. Wesley?
Here.
Move to excuse Mr. Turner.
Second.
Second by Chris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, opening remarks, Ms. Wesley.
Good evening. Thank you for coming. Then we'll just do the pledge.
Thank you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening.
Public comment?
First up is Mary Starbuck.
Mary, before you begin, I need to read something. Although public comment is not required by law, the council has long upheld the practice of inviting citizens to share their remarks. We value and appreciate the contributions of all residents who wish to address matters of public concern. Please be advised that the council will not engage in dialogue or debate during this portion of the meeting. As president of council, I reserve the authority to suspend any comment that is disruptive, inappropriate, or otherwise inconsistent with the decorum of these proceedings. When approaching the podium, please clearly state your name and address for the record, and each speaker is allotted 3 minutes to present the remarks.
Thank you. Mary Starbuck, 301 Woodard Avenue, Kent, Ohio. You have this letter in your packet. It was provided ahead of time. This is from the Kent Environmental Council Advocacy Committee. We are writing you with environmental concerns regarding the current activities at 100 Johnson Road, Kent, also known as Kolb Acres, LLC. Intense development activity has been observed for several months on the property, currently zoned O-R, open space recreation. Large excavating equipment has been digging and dredging the lake on the property of the former Lappin Farm. There is concern that while these two activities are operating simultaneously, it's likely that a considerable amount of sediment is being pumped into nearby Fish Creek, impacting groundwater downstream and the loss of precious topsoil. Once this soil is gone, there's no getting it back. Adding to those threats, this muck soil is being piled on site without even the erosion deterrence of silt fencing, a common requirement on most construction sites. Also of concern is that this lowland area acts as a natural wetland where surface water is filtered, purified, and replenishes deeper aquifers, providing potable water to area residents and farms. On February 4th, 2025, Kent City Council held an open forum discussion to address the application of Kolb Acres LLC to place the property into an agricultural use zoning district. Kent City Council listened to concerns of residents living nearby about noise and general impact to quality of life near the property. The Kent City Police explained that the application of noise violations to Kolb Acres LLC are still pending in court. It was also shown during council discussions that the application for an agricultural permit on this property has not met the required standards for the past 3 years. In fact, this property was not even zoned to permit such activity 2 years prior. On February 18th of 25, Kent City Council voted to reject the application for this change in zoning. We agree this was the right action on the part of the City Council. Allowing a change to agricultural use zoning would only serve to insulate Kolb Acres LLC from any action as a nuisance or for its negative environmental impact. The question remains, what now? The excavation activities continue, as well as the continued negative environmental impacts to the community. We are asking what, if any, action Kent City Council will take to stop this obvious misuse of the open space recreation designation and its ongoing irreparable harm. Thank you for your thoughtful consideration. Look forward to your response. There is an addendum regarding Eric Long, who's the stormwater engineer for the Portage Soil and Water Conservation District, who has visited Kolb Acres in the past, once 3 years ago, just recently the other day. He may be a resource for helping you find out what is going on the site currently.
Thank you, Mary.
And just to note, Council, Mary's letter was just received via email today, so that was emailed to you and not in your packet. Next up is Roger Bliss.
Oh. Roger, name and address, please. Well, Roger Bliss, we know, but your address, please, for the record.
Good evening. My name is Roger Bliss. I'm at 124 Forest Drive. I want to share something that deserves broader public understanding. Trains passing through Kent currently follow the Federal Rail Administration's default protocol, the 22nd sequence, at a roughly 105 decibels. The protocol, under that protocol, trains are required to sound their horns on approaching public crossings. Two long blasts, one short, and one final long blast as the engineer passes through the crossing. That's the routine pattern we all know. And most people assume that the disruptive noise of an approaching train is the only way to ensure safety at a train crossing. And living near it is something that you just have to learn to live with. But in Kent, the disruptive noise is not only a crossing issue, the noise is not confined to the crossings themselves. Approaching trains' routine train sequence begins about a quarter mile before the train enters the crossing. Its effect extends well beyond the crossing. In total, a single rail crossing creates a half-mile noise corridor. Fortunately, in 2006, a federal law established an alternative solution to train crossing safety called quiet zones. Quiet zone regulations have a structured safety review to determine whether supplemental safety measures are allowed that can allow routine horn sounding to be discontinued. In effect, that creates a quiet crossing. The default horn protocol is no longer required at those crossings because of supplementary safety equipment. That matters because quiet zones and associated quiet crossings and quiet corridors are not about lowering safety. They demonstrate that safety and quiet living don't have to be in conflict. So the question is not whether safety matters, because of course it does. The question is, are we willing to look more closely at a possibility already recognized under federal law? Are there places where established alternatives to protect safety equally as well as the noise of a default horn protocol? Those are reasonable questions, and Kent has the opportunity to approach this thoughtfully, not through assumptions, not through fear, not through false choices between safety and quality of life. The questions call for thoughtful civic curiosity and informed review of applicable regulations and existing data. A significant amount of time has been spent researching quiet zones, and I invite everybody here to take the handout for the topic further and share it with others. The end.
Thanks, Roger.
Yep.
Thank you. That's all for public.
Well, that's it. Okay. Written communication.
February 24th, 2026, the clerk's office received notice that the March 3rd Planning Commission meeting had been canceled due to a lack of agenda items. On March 2nd, 2026, a white paper regarding snow removal in the city of Kent was received from Rick Hoxley and shared with council. On March 5th, 2026, the February minutes and March agenda for the Standing Rock Cemetery trustees meeting were received and posted online. On March 9th, 2026, the clerk's office received notice that there would be no Board of Zoning Appeals meeting in March. On March 11, 2026, the clerk's office received notice that the March 17th Planning Commission meeting had been canceled due to a lack of quorum. The case that was being considered will be presented at the next scheduled Planning Commission meeting on Tuesday, April 7th, 2026.
So moved. Second.
All those in, Ms. Roller, do you have anything to say? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda?
Consent agenda includes approval of February regular council meeting minutes, approval of March council meeting minutes, draft 2026-18, an ordinance authorizing the finance director upon the issuance of a certificate of availability of funds to pay certain purchase orders made that exceed $3,000 and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-21, an ordinance authorizing a water tap-in for the property located at 5873 Horning Road outside the city of Kent, declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-22, an ordinance authorizing the city manager or its designee to renew the agreement with the Haymaker Farmers Market for the sub-land lease of a parking lot located north of Summit Street, west of Franklin Avenue, and east of Akron Barberton Cluster Railway Company's mainline track containing 0.168 acres for the period of April 4th, 2026 through November 28th, 2026, contingent on the continuation of the city's lease with the Akron Barberton Cluster Railway Company for the amount of $1 and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-23, an ordinance amending Chapter 1337 titled Flood Damage Control in order to stay in compliance with the recent updates to the Federal Emergency Management Agency Flood Damage Control Regulations and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-24, an ordinance authorizing the city manager or its designee to take all actions necessary to accept the Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council 2026 Community Event Sponsorship Program Award in the amount of $2,000 and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-25, an ordinance authorizing the city manager or its designee to accept the Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council Energize Community Grant Award in the amount of $49,965, placing it in escrow with NOPEC and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-26, an ordinance amending ordinance number 2025-111, the current appropriation ordinance passed December 17, 2025, so as to adjust appropriations, transfers, and advances from the various funds of the City of Kent to individual accounts for the current expenses of the city for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2026, and declaring an emergency. Draft 2026-27, an ordinance amending Section 353.02 Parking Regulation Authorization of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Kent to change the language on Nathan Drive and Phillip Drive and declaring an emergency. And draft 2026-28, an ordinance amending ordinance number 2025-128, the position allocation and general compensation plan, and declaring an emergency.
Move suspension.
Okay. Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. Drager?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Selko?
Yes.
Move adoption.
Second.
Mr. Drager?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Mr. Turner? Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Selko?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Consent agenda passes.
The standing committees and legislation, the committee of the whole, voting on boards and commissions.
I'd like to nominate Adam Stevens to the Planning Commission.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Do I have a motion to authorize the insertion of his name?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Do I have a motion to second to suspend the three reading? Oh,
right.
Yeah, three readings or draft.
Second.
Sorry, who made the motion?
I'll move the suspension of the readings.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Ms. Wally?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Silka?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. Drager?
Yes. Adoption?
No motion for...
Would the clerk read draft 2026? Dash 19, in title only.
Draft 2026-19, an ordinance appointing Adam Stevens to the Planning Commission and declaring an emergency.
Move suspension.
Second.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Silko? Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. Drager?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Draft 2026-19 passes.
Hang on one second. That was suspension for the draft, right? We still need to...
Didn't we do the suspension already? Yeah, we did the motion already too. We did this.
Motion to suspend the three readings, suspension for the draft.
We did that.
We're caught up? Okay.
We're caught up.
Yeah.
I would like to make a motion to appoint Mariah Taylor to the Civil Service Commission. Second.
Comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I would like to make a motion to authorize the insertion of Mariah Taylor into the draft 2026-20.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I would like to move to suspend the three readings for draft 2026-20. Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Ms.
We need another suspension to suspend the rules.
I realize it looks a little bit different on your agenda, but you are doing it. It's still correct.
To suspend.
This is to suspend the three readings.
Yeah, it's for draft number, for the draft you're getting ready. Yes.
Okay.
Where were we? Okay. To suspend the three readings of the draft, Ms. Schaefer-Bish and Ms. Wallach. Okay, Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Silko?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. Drager?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Okay.
And motion to adopt draft 2026-20, an ordinance appointing Mariah Taylor to the Civil Service Commission and declaring an emergency.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Ms. Wallach?
Yes.
Ms. Wesley?
Yes.
Ms. Silko?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. Drager?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Draft 2026-20 passes.
I'll support that too. Didn't call my name.
Did I not?
Terribly sorry. Mr. Tipton?
Okay. There's no...
I have a question.
Yes.
What about the other boards? We're not doing those?
Those were the only two boards.
There was Board of Health?
Yeah. So Community Development, there's no new business. Finance Committee, there's no business. Health and Safety Committee, nothing. Land Use Committee, no business. Streets, Sidewalks, and Utility Committee, no business. Is there any unfinished business? Is there any new business?
Yeah, I'd like to propose a moratorium on AI data centers. Call it 6 months.
Okay.
So 5 years.
How about?
Yeah, let's.
You can amend the motion.
Just going to committee.
He's just making a motion to...
Motion for a moratorium. Call it 6 months. You want to go a year?
Second.
Okay.
I seconded the amendment.
Okay.
You still need a second, don't we?
Is there any discussion?
I know that we're working on getting them added to the zoning code as a use, but I think this will just help as an extra safety net until some further environmental long-term and economic long-term studies can be in place and we can get the get everything in the zoning code as needed.
Wondering if scale could be added to it, because will it impact small enterprises in the city? Like if we say none to all, is that, I think Jeff, you're thinking very large facilities, but I wonder if we should put a scale or scope to it. I'm comfortable with time scale, but I would hate to impede maybe smaller, I don't know, maybe something happening in the university or something, so.
Can we go to Bridget on that? She's waving her hand back there.
Bridget. Okay. Right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, for the record, could you repeat the motion, please?
The 1-year moratorium on data centers.
That's what we were voting on, correct, everybody?
Yes.
The 1-year as amended?
1-year as amended, yes. Any other?
Amended, I second that amendment.
Any other new business? Tracy?
Yeah, I would like to have staff look at the quiet zones for the railroad crossings.
Second.
Any comments?
So we've been in communications through Jim Bowling, and Jim has already, you approved, you're ahead of yourself and you don't even know it. You approved funding in the Jim's budget to allow for, there's a study requirement to get, that's like step one of this. And Jim has programmed that, you approved it, and that's in process. Then based on that study, you start to look at the eligibility and you apply to this, you go to the railroad. I'm at that point, I'm outside my expertise, Jim isn't here, but we're already working on it and you've already approved it. So
last year.
And we'll keep, you know, we'll keep communicating with Mr. Bliss too. Jim has indicated that to me. So if that helps you, maybe we're happy to give you, I can get a more detailed
That's fine.
Follow-up from Jim.
So we're
okay.
It'll go to committee at some point. It'll be going to committee at some point, regardless.
Sure. I mean, the findings of the quiet zone study would seem like that would be a good time. Again, I'm kind of speaking outside my expertise, but that would be my presumption without Jim's knowledge here in them tonight. You're nodding, you agree, so we'll go with that. Sure.
Okay. That okay,
yeah,
Tracy?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys must have done that last year.
Yes. Okay.
Thanks.
Any other new business, Tracy?
Yeah. Can we do anything with staff with what Mary Starbuck's concerns were? I mean, has that been looked into also? Yeah. That wasn't a motion, so.
Wasn't a motion, just question.
It is a private site and it is contained within the private site. He is allowed to excavate the way he is. We have been monitoring for SWIP, the silt fence. Silt fence is needed when it migrates off site. The piles and the digging is occurring, not where it's coming onto the other property. He has reached through to the lake. So he has about a foot of water for jet skiing. It's open through, so that's why the pump is no longer being used. So they're not pumping water into the creek, but everything he's doing has been approved by ODNR, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. That is not an identified wetland where he's at. We've gone through this numerous times. So it is a private site and he is allowed to do what he is doing. It is my understanding though that now that the excavation work is done, that they will be dealing with the piles. So he does need to do that as part of his floodplain permit. So he's going to have to send us information on how those are going to be handled.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Bridget. Okay, any other new business? Any council member comments?
Oh, I have a comment.
Sir?
These are students from Kent State, and they have to take notes on our meeting today. And so can we ask them if they have any questions or we're not allowed?
Sure. Do you have any questions?
Do you feel better about the notes you have to take?
Yeah.
You're good?
That would be the.
You can practice.
David Williams, I'm a third year journalism student here for my law of media and journalism. I kind of lost. You guys were going around saying yes to a lot of stuff, and I have no clue what you guys were saying yes to. So, like, I saw it in the agenda, but I also don't understand any of the stuff in there. So,
some of the yeses, the first set of yeses deal with suspension, so we can pass the ordinance immediately without three readings. The second one is the approval of that. So.
So there's kind of two steps. Tonight is the final legislative night, but the covered, so that's why you heard a lot of yeses or noes. If there's sometimes there's noes, but it's the voting night. The first Wednesday of the month is the working night. So that's the one, if you attended that night, you'd be in the, there'd be presentations, discussions, conversations, and then they would say, okay, I agree with that, so let's take it to vote next in 2 weeks. So you kind of caught the tail end, is I guess the point. And I would definitely encourage you to, the agenda helps. I don't know if you saw it when you walked in this or something back there, but then it tells you a little bit about what yes, they're saying yes to. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Rules and orders, yes.
And just to add, it wouldn't make sense if you just came tonight. It's really helpful
That makes you feel better.
Cycle to the clerk, which has the ordinances here in full text that you can check out. That's always encouraged for the audience to come, and then you can weigh in.
Yeah.
But it makes sense that it's nonsensical at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
And read the minutes.
Tracy.
Tracy, you got to put your microphone on. Sorry. Three meetings of each motion. That's how technically the system would work, which would give the audience time to add more input if they wanted to. Normally, we don't do that. Normally, we do what's called suspension of rules, so we don't have to do the three readings, because that would have to be three council readings. And that would make, sometimes that could take, 2 months, 3 months, or we'd have special council meetings so we can do that. So that's the first one. That suspends the rules so we can vote on it immediately. And then the second one is to accept the rule. And that's the motion that we make to accept the ordinance. And that's the second one that we go through. So if we have an emergency, it means it takes action right away. So if we voted yes, suspension, yes, emergency, then that ordinance, that law can go into effect immediately. If we don't vote on emergency, then the law takes 30 days to go into effect. So does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you, guys. That was very helpful.
Sure, thanks.
Okay.
Now do good on your paper.
Yeah, we used to have instructions up, remember?
Yeah.
Can we get those put up somewhere to explain it?
We probably could do that. Or I could make a statement. I don't know. Okay. Council member comments? Than Sarah. Okay. The mayor's report. I had a pretty busy month this month. I did attend this past Friday, March for the Arts, which was a Main Street Ken event in which they asked students from the Kent City Schools to draw or to paint or some sort of artistic representation of Kent, and they were put on display at businesses all over the city. And I was here to greet the students, most of them elementary. They had over 700 entries, so it was quite well attended, as well as many students took part in. I have a meeting with the mayor of Stowe next Friday. And I think that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about today. So anything else don't have, so